Hey, you're listening to Lulu Sun Out Loud, the Chronicles of a Mad Asian.
Hello.
Hey.
You remember that voice?
It's been a while.
Oh, I do.
Who do we got here?
It has been a long time. Dun, dun, you dun, like dun. This, like butter on a hot tortilla voice?
100%.
We brought her back to talk about online dating too. Part two.
Welcome, Coco Puff.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. I come armed with way awful experiences. More of them.
This is
suffering
great,
for our benefit. We
this
appreciate
is great.
That. Great.
You're very welcome.
Harry Reid. Are you excited about this one?
I'm so excited because hearing Coco Puff talk gives me aspirations for what to reach for in my own relationship.
Life goals.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's catch up with you. So last time when you were on the show, you were dating somebody. You were so in love. And then we talked months later and then it was over. So what happened?
I did meet that gentleman online dating as well.
Yeah.
So it's important to note that.
Can we ask what platform?
I think this is the relationship I was in for like 8 months.
Yeah. But,
okay. So we met off Bumble.
Okay. Okay.
And it was fantastic until it wasn't. Mm. He had multiple personalities.
Mm. Like literally diagnosed?
Literally.
Were they diagnosed? All on Bumble?
Yeah, I got a 4-for-1 package.
Was one personality a 5-year-old? Like, I'm just curious.
No, they were different ages, but they were.
Wow, this is some symbol
shit. Is this for real? Are you fucking with us?
I am not.
Wow.
I bring nothing but awful truth.
Wow.
So everything was fantastic. He was. I'm honestly, my bad, because I had introduced him to my family.
And your friends?
And my friends, and my, unfortunately, my children.
Yeah.
And I was, which was a cardinal rule. I didn't do that, but I was very serious about him. He hid it well until he couldn't.
Yeah.
He slammed on his brakes on the freeway after getting upset with me one time. We'd never had a fight. This was like after church even. I'm not a churchy person, but for him, I was like, all right, boo, that's your thing. That's what you need. We left and he was... And he had a moment and a switch happened and
wow.
I felt like I could have died.
Wow.
So shit. I pivoted That's on scary. One heel and never saw him again. And honestly, I have not been seriously delving into finding a monogamous situation
yeah.
since then.
Good for you for putting your foot down on
that. Oh, yeah. I will not be a victim. No.
Yeah.
Wow. And I have 3 other very beautiful humans that need me in this world. My offspring. So yeah.
You're a crotch goblins, as you call them.
The fruit of my womb.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So, but you know, he is a sick, literally, he's just sick. He's a situation where he had a lot of trauma,
mm-hmm.
Veteran, child abuse.
Right.
He hid it until he couldn't. So
right.
Not a terrible person, just a terrible situation and a mistake.
Well, no one's without their baggage. I hope it all gets worked out for him, but that's a
Oh, he got
a him
engaged
problem.
A month later.
Oh, shit.
To somebody else. And so good luck to her.
Yeah.
What? Course, a month?
Does all About of him month? Know that he's engaged?
Yeah.
It's only one part of him. It'll be awkward.
I think people like that, they love bomb and they try to lock you down
yeah.
quick.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so that way if you, you know, if something does happen like that, they can
Ooh, you dodged a bullet on that
I
one,
did.
My
Thank
friend.
You. Yes, yeah. I did. So, that is a fear. Of online dating is you really just don't, you're meeting these people fresh. You're not like, you're not friends with them for a long time. You don't really have mutual friends at all to kind of warn you, hey, this is the history.
Yeah.
This was a complete surprise. That is a danger. That is a danger.
Wow.
It can happen.
Well,
you're meeting strangers.
Is this a recommendation for Bumble as a platform?
We don't need to be sued. Well, let's go on. Let's change subject on a happier note. Like back then, you know, in the other episode,
so
you
that
had,
was in 2022 that we did this episode. That we did that episode.
I
was
on like the first one.
Uh huh.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, it was actually, I think, New Year. We said 2023.
Girl, I don't fucking remember that far
so,
back.
It's a long
2
time
years
ago.
2 years ago. Yeah.
Wow. Lots happened since then.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious as to what your situation is with Dick Cage guy. So before she answers, I just remember she randomly texted me. It was like on a Saturday morning. Hey, do you want to see a picture? I'm like, okay. And it is
not too long ago.
It was a Dick Cage. This guy's Dick Cage. So how did you even get back to communicating with him and then him sending you his pictures.
Okay, so I want to urge all of our listeners to go back to that online dating part one episode to kind of catch up on what this was about. But I never expected to talk to him or see him again because I had blocked him. But if you remember, I met him through through work.
Through work, right.
So I had I have a work cell phone. So my work number, I forgot to block him on that. He had gotten fired. And so he saw me last year randomly.
Was it because of his dick cage?
That's what I'm saying.
No.
For shaming or his other dick people?
Cage to the wrong meeting. It was a compliance issue at work. Last year, he saw me randomly in the medical center and noticed the company car I was driving and then saw me, no tint. Thank you, company. And knew that I had blocked him on my personal phone, but reached out to me, took a little chance. So brave on my work phone.
So bold.
So bold got through to me. And I was like, uh-oh. But then I found the perfect opportunity to send Lulu her pic.
And it was quite literally a dick pic.
Yes, I have it in my phone. Do y'all want to see it?
Absolutely.
Yes, just a refresher here because it's been a while.
So this was the guy that had a shame kink. He wanted to be placed in the little dick cage.
Exactly what I remember.
That is what he wanted. So this pic came about because, you know, we're having just simple conversation. But again, remember, I was like his safe place back then. And I'm like, how are you? How are things? My third question was like, have you found somebody to entertain this kink for you? how are things, babe? He hadn't. And then he proposed again. Like, hey, you know, we could just be friends.
Oh,
and
God.
I really miss you. And I'm like, can you remind me what we were talking? I'm like playing dumb. Like, just send me a pic. I just want to see.
Oh my gosh. So for the
Harry Reid's laughing in silence in the corner
a
over
new
here.
Kink in that small conversation. He wanted me to send this pic to a friend and then send
a Saturday at 8 a.m.
And then send a screenshot to him of her reaction.
Oh my God. You didn't tell me that.
So for the listeners, I don't know about you, but I had never seen a dick cage before, much less seen one in action. It kind of looks like somebody took their penis and pulled the, like when you put a sleeping bag into a stuff sack, and you like cram it all in there. It is, it's quite a sight to see.
It does not look comfy.
No, it looks
He said
awful.
It's very comfortable.
You know what? I don't trust this guy's thoughts.
What happens if he gets a boner?
He likes that feeling.
Yeah.
In the cage.
Well, it has to like, constrict.
Yeah.
Woof. Ouch.
Okay. Do you feel a little lame for not knowing that this stuff exists?
Right?
Because it's not like I stayed in the safe corners of the internet. You know, I've never even seen an ad for this stuff.
No, we were growing up in the time of like when the internet was the Wild West and you could search up like without bounds on, you know, anything, anywhere.
Are you 18? Just say yeah, kid.
Yeah. But every time I experience these things, it's still a shock to my system. Like, wow, there is something for everybody.
Wow.
Well, moving on though, like what happened to Captain Morgan guy?
I ran into him. At House of Pie. That was Beard Daddy.
Beard Daddy. I didn't have Captain Morgan. Okay.
So
Beard Daddy.
As a refresher, I stopped talking to him because after he was third person calling himself Daddy. And it was just kind of speedy. Then after our first date, which was so fucking weird. It was such a weird date. I'm like, oh, be well. Never gonna see you again. He gifted me a full body nude photo of him, Captain Morgan posed. Everything like
on
twig
and
berries,
display.
Full beard, everything, full beard up and downstairs.
He framed this and gave it to you, or
he just texted it to me out of the blue after our unsuccessful first date. And I was like, what the fuck?
This is an important question. Was he erect or was he flaccid?
He was flaccid. He was a shower, not a
he was a shower.
He was a shower, not a grower.
Okay.
But proud. I was like, okay, it was not bad. It wasn't great, but it's not, you know, and I'm like, good. Yeah, good on you, sir, for being so brave.
Okay.
No, it didn't go anywhere. But I did run into him at House of Pies.
Was it House of Pies?
No, it was some kind of over like late night diner, 24 hour. I was with my dad and he was with his daughter. And I was like,
oh, you could not script a more awkward run in. Oh,
we made like a knowing head nod.
Yeah.
I see you.
Never saw him again.
Oh my gosh.
Who'd he ask who his daddy was?
He had his dad glasses on and his dad socks and cargo shorts. It was awesome.
Beard father.
Like, is he wearing a sweater vest?
Like, I've seen you in all your glory, sir. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your pie.
Okay, can I off topic here? Ask what the etiquette is on any of these pictures that are sent to you. Like, do you feel some responsibility to understand that it's a private thing between you two? Or is it just like, I'm blasting this out. Girls, check this shit out.
No, I wouldn't want somebody doing that to me. So unless I have consent, like I knew a little Dick Cage guy.
Yeah, he clearly was hoping.
Was
you would pass
wanting.
That on.
Yeah, but I don't share.
I feel violated that you shared my text messages back.
It was like a one word response. I was like, there, I did it. He was like, oh. And then I blocked him. But it was just to get, like, this is what we had to do to get the pic, Lulu.
Wait, so then you blocked him on your work phone?
I'm not shaming you on this.
We did what we had to do. Huh?
Then you blocked him on your work phone?
Yes.
So like Kaputsky. So we never have another hope of seeing
Dick. It's probably uploaded to our company SharePoint.
Right. Perfect.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
Wow.
Sorry, guys.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Huh. We live vicariously through you because we're all in long-term relationships.
Yeah, I still send a good random dick pic out just to see if it's a real number.
You do to Mrs. Reed?
You guys, no. Just to like random
to
numbers.
Random.
Code. We don't get charged for long distance
anymore.
Oh my
God.
That's dangerous. That
let's make someone's day.
No,
we're
not.
Oh God.
No. Yeah. So
I should
like
just clarify that.
15-year-old is like,
dude. Honestly, wouldn't that be my fucking luck, right?
Yes.
I say my luck like I'm a victim here in this hypothetical scenario. But yeah,
of
course.
You're making some perv's day.
Yeah.
He's like, thank you, universe. I manifested this today.
Dick Cage is like, I've been waiting a long time for this.
I'm still feeling victimized by that one. So if he's listening to this, you got me, buddy.
You're welcome. Online dating since then has been good to me, though. It's been an adventure. I'm still... I'm no longer on the websites solo. I am now on one website with my partner, and we're exploring, making friends together.
So swinging.
I am.
Swinging.
I am new to the poly world.
Okay.
Polyamorous.
You always hear this is a big thing going on, or like certain clubs have after hours, or like the Blue Door, things like that. But
are you
meeting out socially?
I have. We have. So this was something I delved back in when I first started online dating in 2015. Let's take a trip
down memory lane.
Yeah. I was slutting out. I was like exploring myself. What I wanted, what I liked, who I am, my orientation. There's a million different terms now, by the way. And it's hilarious that on these dating websites, like when you click on the pull down menu for your orientation, I don't understand even half of them. There's a million of them.
Wow.
There's so many different orientations.
I should have printed it out.
I should have. Dang it. This is, I blame data daddy. Where is your data, sir?
This is like LMS, you know, learning.
There's pansexual, bisexual, demisexual, sapiosexual. Like,
sapiosexual. Yeah. What does that mean? Dang, I miss our sound engineer Googling.
I know. He could have Googled this for us. I think sapiosexual is you can't be sexually attracted to somebody unless you're intellectually attracted to them. I think that's what that is.
Wow.
So just like what attraction was 20 years ago.
So we didn't want to label people, but now we have more labels.
Someone who is I just Googled. Sexually attracted to intelligence and values it more than other physical or personality traits.
Interesting.
It's the true on revenge.
When do they get
nerds.
Laid?
That's so interesting.
All the time with other
with other
nerds, very intelligent people. Yeah, with other nerds.
In all of your conversations with randoms, you never find someone waxing poetic about a subject and just think, "Oh yeah, get down with that." Maybe I could butter that bread.
So your new partner now, male or female?
He's male.
Okay. He's a male.
He's married.
Okay.
Happily.
And
20 years.
And his wife?
Has a boyfriend.
Okay. Does his wife know about you?
Absolutely. Always. Yes.
Okay. And are you having relations with his wife as well?
No.
Okay.
No, they date separately.
Strict boundary.
But her and I are fantastic. We have a fantastic relationship. She is this was hard to wrap my mind around.
I'm like,
friends.
First of all, culturally, as a Hispanic female, like jealousy is in my DNA.
Yeah.
So this was very difficult to like decolonize love, basically. And to truly understand like I can love somebody and just simply be loved, like allow myself to be loved. And those feelings, we should acknowledge them. We should talk about them. We should process them, but we can do it together. It's a healthy thing to do. Jealousy is very normal, but what's the source? Like, let's talk about why do you feel like this? And so one thing my partner is fan-fucking-tastic about, one of the most attractive qualities about him, he has a million, but is his communication skills. He's just so mature, so open, so honest, and with me, with his wife, with his wife's partner. Like, it's just a very, this is such a new and foreign dynamic to me, but they're guiding me and I'm learning. And I've had my moments of like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, this is a little too much for me. Take a step back. And then we process together. His wife has been immensely helpful and accepting me into their dynamic. It's like a polycule. It's like a family.
That is so interesting.
But we date separately. So when we're together, the four of us are together. I'm with partner. Me and my partner.
Okay.
And his wife and her boyfriend.
And you all go out together.
Uh-huh. Or stay at their house together, but we do it separately.
Have you ever hooked up with her?
No, not
partner.
Nope.
That's off limits.
For us, yes.
Those are boundaries.
So, urging our listeners to go back and listen to the swinging episode, because I listened to that one also before.
That was season one.
It was season one. It's a classic vintage episode.
It's actually, it's still our number one when I look at the stats, our number one podcast.
I think we need a part two, because I am now more experienced in this
hell
topic.
Yes. Let's do this.
I have
are you gonna swing? To-do list. Me? No.
No, but you like to be naked.
I want to like to be naked.
And I want to be naked with you. We can be naked.
I don't know. I can't be naked with y'all.
With friends.
Well, I'll film in the corner. It's fine.
Partner and I.
Harry Reid's like, I'm good with this.
Yeah. Like, is Mrs. Reid, if we all got naked, how would she feel?
I would discuss it with her first.
Well, obviously.
I don't think she'd be like terribly excited. But I also know that we have a trusting relationship. So well, I don't know. It would be weird.
My husband would look at me like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So Coco, let me ask you something. Can you speak to the relationship dynamic between your partner and his wife? Is there love there, or is it just
there's
roommates
so
and they found a way to make each other happy while staying together?
They're the healthiest, happiest people. There's so much love there. And you would think like, you know, maybe one of them is just wanting to step out and convincing the other one, you know, hey, we should try this lifestyle. No, they are in such a healthy, happy, equal, loving, communicative dynamic. Like the two of them, so much so that they've been able to decide together to date separately.
That's amazing.
To supplement their own lives. And there's a term I learned. It's called compersion. Compersion is, I think, let me Google it. It's a genuine happiness that somebody that you love is happy with somebody else also. Like in the swinging community or polyamorous, that, you know, this beautiful woman is so happy that her husband has found love as well, on additional to their marriage through me, that it makes her happy.
Wow.
I mean,
it blows my fucking mind.
Yeah, my mind is blown right now as well.
Yeah.
They decolonized love, and he's so happy for her too. She's been with her partner for 2 years. Mine and I have been together since last year, end of last year.
So your partner and his wife are still together physically?
Absolutely.
When you're not around?
Yes. They live together. They've been together for 20 plus years.
And they're still intimate.
That's just a clarifying that they are still intimate. And it's not just a...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they have a very healthy sex life too.
So this may be, I don't want to say a bad question, but misguided maybe to some extent, but I'm curious about what's the future? Like, is there a future?
That's
a
wonderful question. And that is something that my friends who love me very much are a concern that they have for me.
Right.
Because traditionally they're like, we want to see you get married and be happy.
You don't have to be married and be happy.
Thank you.
True. Very true.
Everyone has their own definition of marriage and singleness.
I will tell you, as a single mother, I'm a professional. I'm in school. I'm busy. I have a lot of things on my plate, and I do still want to love somebody and deserve to be loved too. So when I can fit somebody into my schedule, it's occasional, but I still want to build some things with somebody. And it doesn't, this particular dynamic works for me because I also, just with my past experiences with monogamy and relationships, I'm not interested in like getting married, and maybe not now for sure. Maybe not for a very long time. Maybe never. Yeah. I don't know. But I do. I have had very long relationships, like almost a marriage, 14 years with my kid's dad. I don't really want to cohabitate with anybody ever again. Yeah. At least not right now. I am so violently happy being a single woman, although I have a partner and I have the freedom and autonomy to be able to do what I want to do with my time, what I need to do with my time. I communicate with him. I'm also still kind of dating other people.
And he knows that.
My partner is very receptive to that idea and has urged me, and they urge her partner, the wife's partner, to find and date other people too, because they have a happy marriage. Right. They know that our situations cannot move to matrimony and kids and stuff. They don't want kids. They don't have kids. But I do. I have kids. I don't want any more. And I know that that part of my life is not something I'm going to blend with this part of my life. Mm-hmm. I have 50-50 with my kids. They do, we do every other week. And so this, when I see my partner, it's semi-regular.
It also provides you security from what you were just talking about, how you introduced your kids to your last, or to one of your last partner's personalities.
Didn't go well.
But regardless, I mean, clearly it's working out. You're kind of glowing while talking about that. You're very happy.
Thank you. I love him.
What's the argument going to be between you and your partner where you go and fuck the wife's partner?
It's not going to happen. I am not at all attracted to the wife's partner at all.
Well, yeah. That's why it's an argument. It's spite.
No.
Jealousy is going to rear its head at some point. You got to shake this thing up.
See,
you
that's
know?
The thing. I like you would think. But there is no jealousy in this situation. If there is, it's dealt with immediately. We talk about it.
Well, it's because they can communicate, and this is their definition of what their relationship, right? It's like all accepting.
Honest,
right?
Open, immediate. Honest.
So they sound like professionals solid. At this, basically. So they've been doing this hashtag for a long time, I'm guessing.
Maybe like 3 to 4 years.
Okay. Not as long as I would have expected for the level of communication that they have. Because that's remarkable.
They have this level of communication for them existed pre-lifestyle for sure. They are amazing people. They're beautiful people.
So,
wow, that's cool.
Where, you said now you have other partners. How are you meeting them? Online, so random bars?
The same way I met this partner, which is through Quiver. Quiver is a lifestyle app.
I like it.
It's a lifestyle app.
Yes. So for Sweeter.
When you said it in that sexy butter voice that you had.
I know. I quit.
I had a little tinkle like down, you know, like
in your loins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should do marketing for them.
You should. And be a phone sex operator. I think we've talked about that before.
Noted.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
So that's how I met him. And that's how I had met another friend that I'm talking to right now. I don't want anybody to think that I'm just like sleeping with random people. I can't. I need an emotional connection.
You're a sapiosexual.
I am demisexual. Oh. Need an emotional connection.
Are these other partners male or female?
Female. No, male. Male, but
small dicks.
My
No.
My partner and I have a goal of making friends together. That's one way that we're trying to improve our bond, our relationship. And so we had made friends with another couple. This is side thing. And we hung out with them last night. And that, you know, male and female dynamic, of course, in that situation, I can play with the female, but I'm not comfortable playing with anybody else but my male partner.
Oh, interesting.
So, these are conversations that are had before these situations even happen. And we talk about every probably possible situation, scenario that could happen, rules, boundaries.
Yes.
But it's that communication style. He has taught me so much about that and how important that is. Anytime you're dealing with things like this, because those complications can lead to extreme feelings, blow ups, resentment, breakup. There's no room for that.
And a lot of it could just simply be misunderstandings if that communication's not in place. It's amazing to me listening to you talk about this because I feel like we can't even decide who's going to get up with the fucking dog in the morning because our communication is... I would love to have that kind of communication. That's pretty impressive. It's
pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good. I'm enlightened. I am. And all because of online dating.
Oh. Congratulations.
I still don't think I could do it though.
Yeah. I would need the handbook before I could go down that path.
Mm-hmm. Just download Quiver and see if it strikes a fancy.
Right? You could just look.
Maybe I will through Lulu's son.
Links on the website.
Yeah. You never know.
Man,
like from my perspective, I'd be using like fake email addresses and pseudonames instead of all your legitimate stuff for sites like that, lifestyle type sites. You know,
I mean, do you have a separate email address for these sites?
Yeah,
smart.
My partner and I have an email address together.
Oh,
it's serious.
Oh wow. Yeah.
So okay, I'm curious. Does it have like a sexual innuendo in your? You know, sex word.
It's got our nicknames. Like I have a nickname. He has a nickname.
Oh, what are your nicknames? Can you share that?
I can share that. Okay. I call him. He's okay. Rican, well, that's just half Puerto Rican, half white.
So, Spanish
and I'm
daddy.
Hispanic. Yes, it is.
Okay,
but he's not a daddy guy. He's a.
Okay,
and we have an inside joke of he said there's like a meme that says like you're just a juicy little with a sexy booty. So he calls me his sexy little. So the nickname. Game. So it's and
that's cute.
That so is that. Adorable.
Yeah,
wow.
We vibe in such the same way. Our frequencies are tuned the same.
So what was it when you went to Quiver and you crossed paths with him? Was it a physical attraction? What was it about him that drew you to this couple?
He posted as a single man with a wife. And so I'm like,
How do you post single with a wife?
He was honest in his profile. I think he said he was a married man. And this is the type of website where you can do that. It's a lifestyle app, right?
She's only going to be dating him, not
right.
the wife.
Correct. Right. So that's right.
And I wasn't interested.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, I get it now. All
in 2015, I had dabbled with dating couples.
Yeah.
I'm not about that right now. I just can't. It's too much. I just want one focus on one person. But I was kind of like intrigued by the dynamic that there was a wife involved and she was so okay with this. And one of the first conversations we had, it was like, you know, we discussed how they got into this and I felt safe proceeding. Like, I'm not the other woman. This is a situation where she's, you know, allowing.
Yeah.
And he's allowing her to do the same, you know, and they're happy and fine and healthy. So I was like, okay, this feels good. This feels good.
Wow.
But to answer your question, Spicy, he's an attractive person inside and out. Like his inner light shines outwardly. He is hilarious. And I just immediately was drawn to the level of conversation that we had. Conversation is very important to me. It needs to be like that witty banter. He texts me all the time. He has a wife, of course, but as his girlfriend, I am never made to feel like I'm secondary, which is important because I'm not a secondary type woman. I learned that real quick. I'm a primary bitch. But I know that in that situation, I can't be primary. He has a wife. So we actually had a conversation and his wife expressed to, you know, out loud to both of us kind of like, I don't want her to feel secondary. Let's call her a parallel partner. That was an idea she had.
That's a new word, parallel partner.
I cried. I was like, oh my God, I feel so seen and thank you so much. And oh my, like I respect her so much.
That is so cool.
So the healthiness of their dynamic was also very attractive to me as well.
Yeah, I get that.
Would you ever tell your kids that you were in a relationship like this?
That's my daughter. It's not any of their business, but my daughter is 13 and mature beyond her years. And she found out. They're very nosy, my kids.
Through Quiver?
No.
Oh, I was like, holy shit.
My phone was facing up and she kept seeing his name popping up as texting me. She's like, who is he? He's always texting you. And I mentioned something one time and her and I have very open, frank conversations about life. And I did mention and we had a conversation because I'm serious about this person. And although I don't want my two lives to blend,
mm-hmm.
I don't you know, hide anything from my daughter. And I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. It's a purely a love-based relationship. And a lot of swingers, they do things just because of sex. For my partner and I, this is not just about sex at all. This is a legitimate relationship. It's a beautiful thing.
So coming, what did
coming
you...
from a skeptic standpoint, when you kind of first started talking about this, my mind was like, okay, so the wife doesn't want to blow him or something and found someone else to come in and fill the void. But it sounds like it's not that at all.
Nope. It's not that at all. And that blew my mind too. Honestly, I really was a little jaded because I've been tricked into being like the other woman before, finding out somebody's married and shit. Like that's, nobody wants to feel like that unless they do. And I'm not that kind of woman. But the fact that, you know, that they're so happy, so healthy, their lives are, you know, they've got normal, I'm sure, issues like couples do, but they talk about it. It's their communication.
Heck yeah. That's what foundations are built on.
Absolutely. And because they're so healthy, him and I can be healthy. Her and her partner can be healthy. It spreads.
I only have one last question. I mean, this podcast went by super duper fast. How many partners do you think that you can handle at once?
Two. Like, wait,
do you
at the
mean
same time?
Literally at the same time?
Not at the same time. I mean relationships.
I knew what you meant.
Okay.
That's what I thought you meant. That's what I thought.
But one short of airtight. Right?
I'm like, I'm too ADD to even do two people at once.
I can only handle two. Like talking to my partner, and then I have one friend right now that I talk to.
Yeah.
And that's about it, because I like to give quality attention and receive quality attention. And so with all everything I'm doing, everything that's going on in my life, I can only handle like two people. And I don't have any interest in like sleeping around, but I am considered a single woman still.
Yeah.
I can do that if I wanted to. My partner is okay with that. Just it's not me. So two.
Wow, you have to keep us posted on this.
I will.
This is really cool.
I will.
And I'm happy for you because you seem very, very happy, which makes me happy.
Thank you very much. I am very happy.
Any closing comments, Harry?
Yeah, but none of them are relevant. Thank you for sharing, Coco. This is always very enlightening.
That's cool.
This
took
an unexpected turn, huh?
Yeah, open my eyes to all these different things.
There's so much. So much. And it's to each their own.
Say that all the time on this podcast. You be you, and to each their own. And we support all the acronyms.
Well, I mean, that's the cool thing. What's there to judge?
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about
as long
happiness.
As you're happy.
There's no lying or mistruths.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's, you know, like widely accepted by everyone or never heard of by most. Dude, if you're happy and people are safe, who cares?
Absolutely.
That's actually a perfect close for this podcast, because our next one, there's a tie into that. So
I am amazing.
All right. Bye, sapiosexuals.